Dishes are finished. Leftovers have been put away. I think I'm just about done here. Ever since I've moved to New York, the best city in the world, I've been working as a nanny for this upper-class family. I love my job. Most of my friends find it hard to believe I make such a solid income as a glorified babysitter. Sometimes I find it hard to believe too. It's pretty amazing that I get to spend so much time at this gorgeous penthouse suite on the Upper East Side. Every day after I pick up the two Sumner children from school, a friendly doorman greets us as we walk across the lobby's beautiful black and white marble flooring. I've been to this apartment dozens of times, but I'm still amazed by the expansive apartment and its miraculous view overlooking the streets of Manhattan. The Sumners are a flawless-looking couple who still seem to be really into each other after being married for so many years. They're both really accomplished, and to be honest, I find them both incredibly sexy. Naomi isn't home very often because she travels a lot for work. But Elijah, Mr. Sumner, is around most of the time, pacing around the office and reading stacks of leather-bound books. I've always found Mr. Sumner to be kind and charming. He's constantly asking about my well-being and always thanking me for looking after the kids and walking the dog. It's nice to be appreciated. On the days he comes home early, he engages me in conversations about my university studies or what I'm reading these days. I can't help but be sucked into the way he carries himself when he listens to me and the way he cocks his head slightly, as if to take in my words more deeply. He gets this amused look in his eyes when he looks at me sometimes, like he's undressing me in his mind. I like watching his large hands fiddle at his wristwatch when he speaks to me. And that spicy scent of his cologne. Speak of the devil.
Hi, Simone. Kids asleep? I hope they behave themselves today.
Hey, Mr. Sumner. Yes, they're in bed, and they were great today. I can't help but look him up and down and admire how stylish he looks in his tan pea coat and black scarf.
Ah, glad to hear it. I'm just going to pop upstairs to finish some work. Just give me a shout before you leave. It'd be good to discuss the schedule for next week.
Sounds good. I left some dinner for you in the fridge.
Ah, that's kind of you. Thanks. Okay, speak to you later.
I can't help but watch him as he heads upstairs. I tidy up the kitchen and finish loading the dishwasher. I give the countertop a quick wipe down before making my way around the kitchen island to pick up toys and juice boxes strewn across the floor. The Sumner house has very quickly become my second home. In the middle of tidying up, I stop to do what I always do after the kids have been put to bed. I take a break to daydream, to stare out the floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking Central Park, and to simply be present in the moment. Even after 3 years, I'm still captivated by the shimmering lights of the Manhattan skyline. This is my life, even if I am living it vicariously through the Sumners. Now that I'm done tidying up, I take the stairs two at a time to say goodbye to Elijah. I'm looking forward to listening to some music and zoning out on the train to Williamsburg. But I'm also looking forward to chatting with Elijah again. These little conversations we have always put me in a good mood. And the sight of his warm smile often sends a ripple of something through my body. Desire, maybe? The door to Elijah's home office is half open when I reach the top of the stairs. Elijah is sitting at his desk with his back to the door. On his computer screen, I see a photo of... Is he... Oh, my God. He looks back and sees me standing in the doorway.
Simone, what are you doing there? What the f...
He seems absolutely mortified. I'm so sorry. I should have not. I turn around quickly. My face is flushed and I can feel heat rising in my cheeks. There's a nervous smile creeping across my face. I want so badly to laugh at the absurdity of the situation, but I don't want to embarrass Mr. Sumner even more.
Simone, wait. How awkward.
He swivels around in his chair so that he's facing away from me as he attempts to tuck himself back into his pants. I know I should leave, but I don't really want to. The rational part of my brain knows that something like this could cost me my job. But I really want him to keep going. I want to watch him keep touching himself.
I'm so terribly sorry about that. I feel incredibly embarrassed.
I glance down at his lap. He's still really hard, and trying to hide his arousal isn't working. I take a couple of steps towards him. It's okay, Mr. Sumner, really. The tension disappears from his face and he narrows his eyes at me. We're trying to feel each other out, trying to figure out what the other one is thinking.
Simone, I can't apologize enough. The door must have just swung open. My wife's been travelling for work the past few days, as you know. And, well, she likes sending me photos.
I glance at the computer screen and see that the woman in the photo is Mrs. Sumner. Please don't worry about it.
Tell me, Simone, how can we repay you for this embarrassing situation?
I take a risk and close the gap between us. We're just a couple of feet away now, and I can't help but glance down at the stiff bulge in his pants. You can repay me by letting me help you out.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.